ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 19. How not to take the wrong train in Japan.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. Now, today we have a new character in our ongoing story.
そうですね。ニューキャラクターですね。おじいさん。
An old person.
はい。
And where is he?
駅にいます。He's at the station. 多分、東京駅にいます。
So maybe he's in Tokyo Station.
Yeah, it's a huge station.
And he wants to go to Narita Station, right?
Right. But seems like he doesn't know which train to take.
The focus of this lesson is
giving direction at the train station.
Using te forms. The conversation is between
おじいさんと駅員。
An old man and a station clerk. The speakers don't know each other. Therefore, they'll be speaking
formal Japanese.
Now, don't forget you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
If you have a question
or some feedback,
please leave us a comment.
It's very, very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com,
click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, let's have a listen to the conversation.
どうしましたか？大丈夫ですか？どこへ行きますか？
あの、京成成田駅へ。
ああ、京成成田駅ですね。
山手線で日暮里に行って、日暮里で京成線に乗ってください。
ああ、すみませんが、もう一回ゆっくり言ってください。メモしますから。
まず
山手線に乗って日暮里に行ってください。
はいはい、山手線で日暮里まで行く。
それから日暮里で山手線を降りて京成線に乗り換えてください。
日暮里で京成線に乗り換える。ありがとうございました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
どうしましたか？大丈夫ですか？どこへ行きますか？
京成成田駅へ。
ああ、京成成田駅ですね。
山手線で日暮里に行って、日暮里で京成線に乗ってください。
はあ、すみませんが、もう一回ゆっくり行ってください。メモをしますから。
まず、
山手線に乗って、日暮里に行ってください。
はい、はい。山手線で日暮里まで行く。
それから、日暮里で山手線を降りて、京成線に乗り換えてください。
日暮里で京成線に乗り換える。ありがとうございました。
次は英語が入ります。
Let's see.
どうしましたか?大丈夫ですか?どこへ行きますか?
Is everything all right? Where are you headed?
Keisei Narita 駅へ。
Keisei Narita Station.
ああ、Keisei Narita 駅ですね。
山手線で日暮里に行って、日暮里で京成線に乗ってください。
Keisei Narita Station, take the Yamanote line to Nippori. Then at Nippori, transfer to the Keisei line.
すみませんが、もう一回ゆっくり言ってください。メモしますから。
Huh? I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time slowly? I'm going to write it down.
まず、山手線に乗って、日暮里に行ってください。
First,Get on the Yamanote line. Then go to Nippori.
はいはい。山手線で Nippori まで行く。
Okay. Yamanote line. Go to Nippori.
それから Nippori で山手線を降りて、京成線に乗り換えてください。
Get off the Yamanote line and transfer to the Keisei line.
Nippori で京成線に乗り換える。ありがとうございました。
Transfer to the Keisei line at Nippori. Thank you very much.
おじいさん、かわいそうですね。
Poor old guy.
ね、Tokyo Station is a huge station. You can easily get lost at that station.
とっても大きいですね。
大きいですよね。
It's not too bad, but the Keio Sen is so far, the Keio line.
I don't even consider it in a Tokyo Station.
どっちが大きいでしょうかね Shinjuku or Tokyo?
I think Tokyo is bigger.
Wow.
と思います。だって新幹線あるでしょ
lots of 新幹線 start and take off from Tokyo, so.
どうでしょうね。
どうでしょうね。
うん、
I don't know, yeah, Tokyo is really, really big and they're redoing it, right?
そうそうそう。It's like a maze.
Yeah. So, if you haven't been to Japan in a while, I'm not sure. I think they're going to finish it maybe next year.I have to check.
Honto?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're redoing it, so you have something to look forward to next time you come to Tokyo.
Not many things to see, though.
あるでしょ?
まあね、the building of Tokyo Station is kind of cool. Kind of.
Okay, vocabulary. First word is?
乗る
To get on, to take.
乗る乗る
Next.
メモ
Memorandum, memo.
メモメモ
Next
まず
First of all, to start with
まずまず
Next
降りる
To get off
降りる降りる
Next
乗り換える
To transfer, to change trains
乗り換える乗り換える
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. NowThis is going to be a really incredible section because we're going to go over some particles.
頑張って、ピーター。
So, to be very honest, I still have a lot of trouble with the correct particle. So, I think this will be really, really good. Naomi-sensei, start us off.
I'd like to introduce four verbs.
And these four verbs, we want to introduce them because they're essential to transportation in Japan.
The first verb is 行く。
To go. Now, how would you say to go by taxi?
私はタクシーで行く。
I'll go by taxi. Now, notice here in the sentence, the particle で follows the noun, bus, taxi. When it follows a noun in this manner, it means by or using. And this was covered in the original Nihongo Dojo Style U series, lesson 23. What's the next verb?
乗る。
To get on.
To say get on the bus, バスに乗る。
Here, the particle に indicates movement from a larger to a smaller physical place. So, the bus is smaller than outside. So, when you get into a vehicle, it's に。バスに乗る。
Or タクシーに乗る。
Or 飛行機
に乗る。
Airplane. Okay, what do we have next?
乗り換える。
To transfer. And in this case, we're going to use the same particle, に。
バスに乗り換える。
To transfer to the bus.
山手線に乗り換える。
To transfer to the Yamanote line. Now, here's the interesting one. Naomi-sensei, how would you say to transfer at Shinjuku to the Yamanote line?
Good question. 新宿 で 山手線 に 乗り換える.
In this case, the action takes place in Shinjuku, so we're going to say で. Okay, one more particle that we want to cover today. That particle is?
お.
The reason we're introducing it here is it's kind of like a usage that you're just going to have to memorize. When using the verb to get off something, to get off a train, to get out of the car, to get off a plane, see in English all the different changes to get off the plane.
そう。難しいよね。
To get out of the car.
そう。
Now, in Japanese, when you use the verb to get off, which is?
降りる。
What's used?
Usually, お。
So, the vehicle followed by?
お、降りる。
For example, to get off the train.
電車を降りる。
To get out of the car.
車を降りる。
So, mastering the usage of particles when talking about vehicles and verbs of action is really, really important to getting to that next level. So be sure to check out the PDF as there's a very nice write-up about this inside the PDF. On to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what's today's grammar point?
Kara.
In this lesson, we're focusing on the usage of the particle kara, which indicates a cause or reason.
I think it can be translated as so or since or because in English. 電車で行きましょう。タクシーは高いですから。
Let's go by train because taxis are expensive. Now, notice where the kara was put in, at the end of the second sentence. Nami-sensei, does it have to be that way?
No, you could say, タクシーは高いですから。電車で行きましょう。
Because taxis are expensive, let's go by train.
When people make a request, they use kara last.
It sounds a bit softer, right?
Right.
Kind of less abrupt.
そうです。例えば、in today's dialogue, the old man said, ゆっくり言ってください。He made a request and he gave the reason. メモをしますから。
So can you please say it slowly? I'm going to write it down. But again, in Japanese, that because comes at the end.And when the kara is the last thing said, it's a bit softer.
It's a bit different from English.
Yes. In English, you need the reason first. Okay, so that just about does it for today.
Ready to test what you just learned?
Now, you can make the lesson's vocabulary really, really stick by using the flashcards in the Learning Center.
There's a reason everyone uses flashcards.
And Naomi-sensei, that reason is?
They work.
It's that simple. Flashcards are time-tested. Everybody uses flashcards.So, in a learning center, if you focus on using the flashcards after you listen to the lesson, it'll be that much better. Really, really reinforce what you hear in the lesson. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
どうしましたか？大丈夫ですか？どこへ行きますか？
京成成田駅へ。
ああ、京成成田駅ですね。
山手線で日暮里に行って、日暮里で京成線に乗ってください。
ああ、すみませんが、もう一回ゆっくり言ってください。メモしますから。
まず、
山手線に乗って、日暮里に行ってください。
はいはい。山手線で、日暮里まで行く。
それから、日暮里で山手線を降りて、京成線に乗り換えてください。
日暮里で、京成線に乗り換える。ありがとうございました。